Good morning. Today is Monday, September 20th, 2021. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. 150 Afghan refugees will soon call Nevada home. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports they're part of the roughly 65,000 evacuees who will relocate throughout the U.S. in the coming weeks. Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak said last month the state would welcome newcomers who aided Americans during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. He said Nevada was willing to do its part in resettlement efforts. California will take in more than 5,200 evacuees. Utah will accept 765 refugees. Nevada's two U.S. senators are pushing to include increases in federal firefighter pay as part of the Biden administration's infrastructure package. Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen, both Democrats, argued for a pay increase, the creation of a wildland firefighter occupation distinction, and the conversion of at least 1,000 seasonal firefighters to permanent positions. This was outlined in a letter to the heads of Interior, Agriculture, and the Office of Personnel Management. The $1 trillion infrastructure bill has bipartisan support and is passed in the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said the House will vote on the measure by September 27th. With the Caldor fire no longer posing a threat to Tahoe, scientists and researchers are now considering how the blaze will affect the lake in the long term. KUNR's Paul Booger reports.
While it's far too soon to draw too many conclusions related to the Caldor fire, scientists are not wasting time. Researchers and state officials on the Tahoe Science Advisory Council recently met to discuss a future study aimed at determining how particles from wildfires interact with the lake. Specifically, they want to know how the particles enter and move around the lake, as well as their effect on algae production. Scientists have become increasingly concerned about how smoke hundreds of miles away could harm the lake's clarity. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Anyone who refuses to wear a mask while aboard a Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County vehicle will now face a fine. The new penalties are part of a move by the Federal Transportation Security Administration to crack down on those who violate coronavirus mitigation standards. Moving forward, riders who refuse to wear a mask in an RTC vehicle or facility may face fines ranging from $500 to $1,000 for a first offense. A second offense could cost upwards of $3,000. The fines will be assessed by the TSA. However, it's up to the RTC to enforce the mask mandate. On Friday, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced it will move headquarters for the Bureau of Land Management back to D.C. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Just last year, the BLM headquarters was moved to Grand Junction, Colorado. The Trump administration said that it would put decision makers closer to the land and resources they manage. But the move caused hundreds of employees to either quit or retire. And of those that did relocate out west, only three landed at the new headquarters. The BLM says it won't be leaving Grand Junction altogether. According to a press release, the department plans to make that office into what it's calling its, quote, official Western headquarters. Ed Shepard of the Public Lands Foundation says this new plan will bring some much-needed stability to the agency.
Hopefully, they'll involve the employees in how they do this, and it sounds like they intend to do that.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says moving the agency back to D.C. will make sure leaders are part of important budget and policy decisions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Former U.S. Representative James Bilbray, a Democrat from Nevada who served four terms in Congress, has died. He was 83. State officials announced the death on Sunday. The cause was not immediately released. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak said in a tweet, "Nevada lost a giant." Bilbray was born in Nevada and elected in 1980 to the state Senate, where he served for 6 years. He was then elected to Congress in 1986 from Nevada's 1st District, replacing Harry Reid, who had been elected to the U.S. Senate. And this year, the Nevada Department of Education kicked off its inaugural Nevada Early Childhood Educators of the Year program, and two Washoe County educators are the first to be recognized. Caitlin Farley Cortez is a pre-kindergarten teacher at the University of Nevada, Reno Child and Family Resource Center. And Avis Moore is an infant and toddler educator at UNR's Early Head Start program. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Joan Ebert said in a statement that, quote, "Early childhood educators are integral to not only our education system, but to our community as a whole." Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.